I am not Lisa, but Lisa has asked me to share a scripture passage with you before she addresses the group today. This is from the New International Version. This is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. At once, they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men, and they followed him. The word of God for God's people.
Thank you. I want to thank the Laity and Minister Alliance for inviting me to be the speaker for this year, and to the community, to the leaders that are here today, to the young people that I see here today, to those that are part of our school staff and our school board, and all of our community leaders and friends that are gathered here today. I want to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I say to you that it is an honor and a privilege to stand before you as the speaker on this day. So let us go to the Lord in prayer as he gives us what the community should hear. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the opportunity to come and to share. I ask, Lord, that you will decrease me now and you increase, so that our community can see and hear you, and that you, Lord, will give us something that will inspire and encourage us in the days that we are living in. Amen. As I was preparing about what I should say on today, the flyer that was shared on the Facebook page, it caught my attention. Because if you saw that flyer on Facebook, the theme or the title on that said, Mentoring the Dream. Mentoring the Dream. And so for a topic today, that's what I wanted to talk about. It's mentoring the dream. Now, my son knows, and those that know me know, that I require some interaction whenever I'm preaching or whenever I'm speaking. So if you will look at someone and say, mentoring the dream. Now turn the other way if it's somebody sitting by you and tell them, mentoring the dream. And I hope you have somebody sitting by you, because I'm going to be worried if you're talking to the air. Amen. But I asked you to do that. And the reason that I wanted you to do that is because I don't just want this to be a day where we come and we hear a topic and we hear a speech, and then we leave, and we leave with nothing. We don't know what the purpose of this day has been. Now, when we think about this day, I always like to look at what the national theme for Martin Luther King Day is. And the national theme for 2026 is Mission Possible. Get that. Not Mission Impossible, but Mission Possible. Building our communities and uniting our nation. Building our communities and uniting our nations. You see, as you sit here today and I look out, I want to say to each of you, and I want to call myself into attention, that we all have a great responsibility, because we are called to build our community. And even though we are here in Todd County, we are responsible for helping to unite a nation. You see, in the days, in the times that we are living in, if there was ever a time that we needed to be mentors, if we needed to be what I call this morning drum majors, I want to say to each one of us that the time is now. Yes, we are needed. We are needed when we look in our nation and we see the dark times that we are living in with many of our immigrant families afraid of ICE and afraid to come out of their homes. We are needed. When we look at families that are concerned about Section 8 housing and not knowing if they're going to have housing this month, we are needed. And as I look around and I see our children in our schools, some of them leaving on Friday and afraid and not knowing where their weekend meals are going to come from. We are needed. How are we needed? We are needed because just like Dr. King, his mission and his focus was on people being treated fairly. His mission was a focus on civil rights and equality. And his mission was to focus on the beloved community. We are needed because, yes, we are the beloved community. Each one of us that are sitting here today, we have gifts. And we have a purpose to make a difference in the place where we live. I don't care if it's like the big city of Trenton, where I live, or it's in Elkton, or Guthrie, or in Clifty, or Sharon Grove. We are all called to make a difference. So how do we make a difference? When we look at Dr. King, this is the perfect time for us to celebrate, because how many know that during the times that he was serving in the 50s and 60s, that it was dark times? We could say that it's dark times like we are looking at today. It was dark times where people were being hosed down, and it was dark times where dogs were being released on people, and they were fearful. It was dark times because doors were not open to everyone. And if the truth be known, for a lot of people, it looks like doors are being closed once again. But thank God, we know that there is hope. And that's the hope that we can draw from Dr. King as the beloved community. What I like about Dr. King and the work that he and the people of that time did, the work that they did, he practiced and focused nonviolence. Sure. And so that means that to practice that, Dr. King had to learn that practice. And he did that by going to a mentor and being taught the practice of nonviolence that Gandhi taught. And he brought that back from India, and he shared it with many people that he worked with, like those that John Lewis and Rosa Parks and all of the others that were included in the civil rights movement. He worked with them. And his message was, we will do this with nonviolence. You know, it does not take us being a part of brawls and fights to make a difference in our area and in our community where we live. But Dr. King says that everyone can be great because everyone can serve. Isn't that good news today to know that you are great? In fact, look at someone and tell them, you are great. Now, just in case they don't believe you, based on their gender, tell them, girl, you are great. Or tell them, boy, you are great. All of us sitting here, we are great. And that should inspire us on this Martin Luther King Day, because when we realize that we are great, it gives us the opportunity to become mentors. I like it knowing that not only was Martin Luther King a great mentor, and the John Lewis's of the time great mentors, and the Andrew Youngs, and even my past senior bishop, Nathaniel Lindsay, great mentors during the civil rights movement, but that just like them, each one of us sitting here today should be mentors to the young people that we see that are here today. You may ask, well, what do I have to give? And how can I be a mentor? Well, we can look at Martin Luther King and all the others that we know that were involved in the civil rights movement. But as a Christian, I must say to you, I want to point you to Jesus if you want to know how to be a great mentor. Maybe that's not your belief, but that is my belief. And he is a great man. If he's not your savior, he's a great man that you can follow his example of being a great mentor.
Amen.
What are the things that we can take from Dr. King? And what are the things that we can take from Jesus? The first thing is, if we're going to be a great mentor, we have to come off of our high places. You see, we cannot serve when we think that we are high. We can't serve when we are focused on the positions that we're holding. We can't serve when we are worried about the cars that we are driving. We cannot serve when we are worried about who is going to call our name and who's going to be looking at us. But what we must be willing to do is come down from where we are and be willing to meet people where they are. One of the songs that I like says that if I can help somebody as they pass along, then my living will not be in vain. You see, when we come down and we realize who we are, it makes our life worth living. Because you do know that Jesus, he came down, and he came down from a place in heaven where he was sitting on the throne with the Father. He left heaven and came down to serve. Martin Luther King, as a young man, a graduate, a very astute student, left all of that where he had the opportunity to be in a church and preaching every Sunday. And he left that ministry to be a sacrifice, not only for one group of people, but for everyone who he would be able to help.
Right.
We praise God for the sacrifice that they made, the difference that they made, and you are called to make a difference today as you are called to mentor the dream. Now, see, when we think about mentoring of the dream, you may think that the dream is just that dream that he spoke about when he spoke in Washington on I Have a Dream. His famous I Have a Dream speech. But I want to let you know today that it is more than that. Because being a mentor does not involve one man. It does not involve one speech. It does not involve one march. But it involves each one of us, saying that each one of us will make a commitment to reach someone else. Who are you willing to reach down and help in the dark times that we are living in? What neighbor are you willing to reach out and help that is worried about where their next meal is going to come from? What child are you willing to reach down and help that has been told that they can't succeed in school? What person are you willing to help that is afraid to come out of thy house because of what is going on in America right now? You see, it has been said in the civil rights movement that the time is now to make a difference.
Right.
I stopped by this Martin Luther King service to let you know that the time is now to make a difference. Look at someone and tell them the time is now. Now, the time is now to make a difference, and the time is for you to ask, who can I touch? Who can I reach? Just as Martin Luther King reached out to those that were in the freedom movement. And just as Jesus identified 12 people that would shake up the world while he did ministry in 3 years, who are the people that God is calling for you to take and say that I want to make a difference in your life? Because see, there are so many people that need us right now. There are so many people that need someone that will be positive in their life, because there are so many people that see the darkness that is all around. But isn't it good today to know that we are the light of the world? Let me say that one more time, that isn't it good to know today that as mentors that we are the light of the world?
Amen.
You see, because when we are called to be a light, that means that we are called to be fishermen. Do you have your fishing poles out? Or as you watch the news, are you throwing up your hands? As you watch the news, are you shaking your heads and saying that you don't know what's going to happen on tomorrow? Some of us, as we watch the news, don't even know what is going to happen on today. But it's not a time to say, I give up and I give in, but I stop by to let you know that it's time to get out your fishing pole. Look at somebody and tell them it's time to get out your fishing pole. And not only is it time for you to get out your fishing pole, but it is time for you to go fishing. It's time for you to go fishing in the schools. It's time for you to go fishing in our communities. It's time for you to go fishing on your jobs, because someone needs to be reminded today that it is not time for us to be people without hope, but it is time for us to be people that will relive the dream. It is time for us to be people to know and to recognize that the dream still lives. And aren't you glad today to know that the dream still lives and that the dream is not dead? We should be happy to know that the dream still lives and it's not dead, because we are still alive. Just raise your hands right in the place today. Wave your hands, because that is a sign that you are still alive. Somebody ought to say that I'm still alive. Oh, and because you are alive, you've got to reach down and you've got to help to pick somebody up and help to mentor the dream, the mentor of hope, the mentor to tell someone that we must fight on and that we can fight on. You will be the mentor that will say that there's no turning back, my friend. There is no turning back. You will be the mentor that will say that you can make a difference in the world that we're living in right now. You will be the one that will mentor someone and remind them that God has great things in store for them on today. Yes, that's what Martin Luther King did. He reminded the people not to give up and not to turn back. He reminded the people that dark days were in front of them, but that a better day was coming, and that the dark days were going to be behind them. And I believe that that's what Martin Luther King would tell us today, is that we cannot turn back, that we have got to stay in the race. I believe that Martin Luther King would tell us that we have got to stay in the fight, and we can only do it as a beloved community. We can't do it by ourselves, but we can do it when we're willing to stand together. I wonder, are you willing to be a mentor? Are you willing to grab somebody's hand and reach out and touch somebody and let them know that together we can do it, that together we can make a difference? Do you believe that today? That today we can make a difference. Amen. You know, this day, as we were coming in and I was witnessing and got here in perfect timing, because as we were coming in, I witnessed those faithful marchers that were still marching in this cold weather. I witnessed the cars that were behind the marchers that were coming in on this cold day. And I want to commend you, and I want to say thank you. The reason that I want to say thank you, because as I thought about the importance of mentors, I thought about why it is important that each one of us we have mentors in our life, and that we be mentors. Because see, if we were to take an evaluation and you were to ask a person that is standing or sitting next to you, who is the person that is responsible for helping to shape you in where you are right now, then surely you would have a few names that you would be able to call. And for us, I had a bishop in our life that reminded us that we are standing on the shoulders of giants. That means that we are standing on the shoulders of mentors. We're standing on the shoulders of people that have helped us along the way. Don't you thank God today for the people that helped you along the way? Come on and give some praise for the people that have helped you along the way. And the reason that I wanted to share this is going back to the story today. As I came in, I was able to witness all of you that walked or either drove into this service today. And the reason that I say thank you is because you need to make note that this is the 25th year of the Todd County Ministerial Alliance hosting and having the Martin Luther King Program. Let me say that one more time, that this is the 25th year of having this program. And I commend you for that. And I wanted to close by saying that I thank God for being able to stand on the shoulders of giants. I thank God for the opportunity to stand on the shoulders of giants that God have placed in my life. My grandmother and my grandfather and my mother and my sister and my brothers. I thank God for the shoulders that I stand on today, because I realize that I would not be here if it had not been for giants.
That's right.
But I thank God for a one giant that reminded me at one Martin Luther King service that it does not matter if your name is called, hallelujah, as long as the work gets done. And I know that he does not want his name called. But when we think about mentors, I want to thank God for Father Frank Ruff that came into this community 25 years ago or more. And he made a visit to a little church called Lane Chapel in Guthrie, Kentucky. And while he was there, he introduced himself and he said, "What is a dream that you have for the community?" You see, in being a mentor, we need to ask people, what is a dream that you have for your life? What is a dream that you have for the Todd County community? And what is a dream that you have for our nation? And I shared with him on that day, I said, my dream is that we could have a Martin Luther King community service program in Todd County. And he got busy and he said, we're going to get together. We're going to get together the pastors and the lay people of Todd County, and we're going to put together a Martin Luther King service in Todd County. And we started off having our service, praise God, at the Todd County Middle School. We had it there and it was packed. And we even had pimento cheese sandwiches and some punch going on after it was over with, but it was a success. And that all happened because there was a mentor that was willing to push not only me, but to push other ministers and other lay people within our community to say that we can and we will make a difference. Will you give him a hand? He's here today. And we thank God for that. We thank God for you, Father Frank Ruff, for staying on the wall. And that is finally my last challenge to you, that as you think about being a mentor, stay on the wall. Sometimes things get tough, sometimes things get rough, and you want to give in, but stay on the wall. Because just look at Martin Luther King. He stayed on the wall. And just look at Jesus. Hallelujah. He stayed on the wall. And as I look at you, I see many of people, oh Lord, that have stayed on the wall. Young people, whatever you do, you have a challenge today. We're calling for you not to be here just to receive an essay award or a coloring contest award, but we have you here because we need you to stay on the wall. And finally, my friends, I want to leave you with the words of that song once again, that if I can help somebody as I pass along, my living will not be in vain. If I can cheer a somebody with a word or a song, then my living will not be in vain. If I can show somebody that they are traveling wrong, then my living, it will not be in vain. We are the beloved community, Todd County. Don't let your living be in vain. Amen. God bless you.